you were talking about a garden in Canberra Park Road that was used by the Hawker workers.
Yes, the house right on the end of Canberra Park Road, pretty well next door to the Canberra Arms, where they got a garden still in the pub garden. The side gate there, because I had a rather wide alley. It was never a garage driveway, but a rather wide alleyway there. And but the hawkers' men used to come that cycled there, and they'd put their bikes in the garden of the property, and the people that lived in the house would lock the gate all the time when they were on shift, and when it was time to leave the factory, the gate would be open and their bikes were safe keeping all the time they were at work, rather than have all the bikes outside or where do they put them. But they always went, can't say all, but so many of the men, rows of them, put them in that first house. And of course that is the house that was next door to the day nursery, that is still a day nursery today, but I can tell you that was there during the war as a property for looking after children. So it goes back to the 30s. And that's all orientated around the Hawker factory.
So that day nursery, which is still there today, was that a sort of a nursery specifically for people in the factory?
This is how we understood it, but I can't vouch for it. But we in the road thought, oh well, that's for those that are on war production, because as I've already said, there were ladies in there, and there was one lady in my dad's team on assembly.
So yes. Presumably they must have, because they took
I suppose it, the modern word today is they provided a creche. But it was Canberra Park Road Day Nursery.
Because they took on a lot of women during the war.
Yes, they did.
For the wartime production.
A very important part of war production.
They needed Absolutely. Somewhere. They needed to provide a creche indeed.
Yes. And that was the house next to the house, the property that used to care and look after the bikes while the men were on shift.